Okay. Let's see break, continue, and pass. Break and continue work just like in C or Java, but let's go over it. For instance, we have a counter which is 0, while true, this is the way to create an infinite loop, for instance. In Python, we increment counter, and if the value of counter is 42, we break. That is, we break out from the closest loop, which is the while. So if counter is 42, we break out. And here, if we print the value of counter, it will be 42. Let's see, continue. We have a list with three elements. We start the loop. And if the current element is banana, we will continue. The first element is ananas. This is false, so we print ananas. Okay. The next element is banana. It is true, so with continue, we will jump back to the beginning of the loop and take the next element, which is orange. It is false, so we will print orange. So break and continue work just like in languages, previous languages that you have learned. Pass. It's also very useful. We use it when we know that we want to write a function, but we want to implement later. For instance, here I need a hello function. But I do not want to implement yet. If I do not write a body, then I will get an error. Because the body of this function is missing. In C, we had an easy case because we could write a curly opening curly brace, closing curly brace, and this way we could indicate that the body is empty. But curly braces are missing in Python. So if we type this, the body is missing and it's a syntax error. So that's why they came up with the idea of the pass statement, which is an empty statement. It doesn't do anything, but syntactically, this function is correct. It has a body. So we can execute it. So we use it when we know that we need to write this function, but we want to do it later. We can also add a comment, for instance, to do, and then we can find it easily in the source code. So this is the pass empty statement. Doc strings. When we write a software, it's always a good idea. It's always a good idea to document our software. We do not like doing it, but it would be necessary for us and for the others also. For instance, if you work at a company in a team, then your team members should be able to read your code also. And if you add documentation to your work, then it will facilitate the life of the others. In Python, we use doc strings. And there are two variations of doc strings. Let's see the first one. So here is the definition of a function. And right after that, in the next line, we add a multi-line string. And the first variation is a short doc string. Just one line, one sentence. So in the first case, we write here just a short summary. What this function does, sum up shortly. If you want to add more information, then use the second variation, which is here. Again, in the first line, give just a short summary. Then leave a line empty, and after that you can write a longer description of the function or the method, what it does, what kind of database you connect to, and so on. So a short summary and then a longer description, or just a short summary, and put it in a multi-line string. Now let's see how to write a function with optional parameters. We have already seen optional parameters. Where? Do you remember? Right before the pause, there was the enumerate iterator, where start was an optional parameter. Or where else did we meet optional parameters? In the print function also. And sep, for instance, they were optional parameters. Or we also used the sorted function. If we wanted descending order, we had to use the reverse optional parameter. Okay. I want to write a function or a method that greets me. It receives a name, and it would print hello and the name. I use a string formatting where n is the name. Let's call greet with my name, for instance. Okay, it greets me in English. Hello, Laszlo. Then the idea comes up that it would be nice to modify this method that it could greet me in different languages. For instance, in Finnish. That would be awesome. So, greet the name of the person. And here I use an optional parameter where I is it hey in Finnish? I specify this hey. However, now I simply want to extend greet. So when I call greet like this, greet Laszlo, it should still greet me in English. But here I want to use a modification, a variation, and I specify that it should greet me in Finnish. So here we can see that greeting will be an optional parameter. So this is called greeting. And if I call like this, just with my name, it should still print hello, Laszlo. So the default value of greeting will be hello, which is the English version. And here, using string formatting, we will insert here the value of greeting. So G will be greeting, and N will be name. Let's see what happens. The first one is in English, the second one is in Finnish. How could we greet someone in French? Who speaks French here? Justin, it will be bonjour. So we have a nice French greeting. So how does it work? Here is the definition of the function. Name is an obligatory parameter, but greeting is an optional one. How to recognize an optional parameter? After the parameter name, there is an equal sign, and there is a default value. So, when we call it for the first time, then Laszlo will be associated to name. We do not provide the greeting parameter, so the greeting parameter will take the default value, hello. So it will print, hello Laszlo. In the second case, Laszlo is associated to name, and greeting has a default value, but we overwrite it. We say that instead of hello, greeting should be hey. So name is Laszlo, greeting is hey. So it will print, hey Laszlo. Imagine that we want to greet people in 50 different languages. One way would be to write 50 different functions. Greetings underscore English, greetings Finnish, greetings Hungarian, greetings French, and so on. And if we want to greet someone in Greek, for instance, we call greetings Greek. And we would have 50 different functions. They all do the same thing, they greet somebody. But using an optional parameter, we can write just one function or method, and using this optional parameter, we can fine-tune which language to use. Let's see another example.
But to your example, I like to say to people that the previous example, that the greetings.
Mm-hmm.
That many times you need to put the format as a parameter, because many languages, it's not the same thing which way you put the words. For example, if you are just speaking about prices, mm-hmm. the dollar must be before the value and the euro sign must be after the value.
Mm-hmm.
So to get the multi-language things, you must put the format string as a parameter that you can get it to right order.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't keep this simple example as a rule how you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see another example. Again, we want to print our name. It receives a name, and simply we want to print the name of the person. Okay, simply print her name. Then, we are thinking what else this method should do. And maybe we would like to modify it that using a parameter, we would like to say how many times to print the name. Here I print a separator. Yesterday we saw this trick, and let's call it again, but this time I want to print her name three times. So for that I will use an optional parameter, repeat equals 3. But when I call like this, hello Annie, it should still print just once. So what will be the default value of repeat?
One.
Mm-hmm. And then we use a for loop. And we print the name that many times. So we expect that it should print just once, there will be a separator, and print the name 3 times. Okay, it works well.
Do you really need to repeat on the calling part? Can you leave it also away?
You can remove it. I will also show that at the end, that you can remove the name of the parameter.
If they are in correct order.
Yeah. I will give an example of that. Now the next idea is that we would like to add some character at the end of the name. For instance, Annie exclamation mark. So the postfix character, let it be an exclamation mark. This is a new idea that we want to add, but we do not want to modify the previous runs of the method. So it should print Annie without exclamation mark. It should print Annie 3 times without exclamation mark. So we do not want to do any harm to the previous calls. So postfix is another optional parameter. And what will be the default value? What should be the default value of postfix?
Empty string.
Empty string, right. So we print the name. I use string format. Not necessary. We can simply add it to the end using string concatenation. And it works well. Exclamation marks are only ended in the third case. So let's see, for instance, the second call. Annie is assigned to name. The default value of repeat is 1, but we overwrite it to 3. And we do not provide postfix, so postfix will take the default value, the empty string. So it will print any 3 times. Okay. Let's see the different variations of calling it. As it was mentioned before, here you can remove the name of the optional parameters. So you can call it just with 3, and just with an exclamation mark. But in this case, the order will be important. N is associated to name, 3 will overwrite repeat, and exclamation mark will overwrite postfix. If you provide the name of the optional parameters at the place of calling, then the order is not important. So I could put repeat to the end, and it would work because by the name it can do the association. The first one is obligatory, so Annie must be at the first place. Then postfix will overwrite the value of postfix. Repeat will overwrite the value of repeat. However, If I remove the names in this case, I will get an error. Because Anne is associated to name, and the interpreter is intelligent. So by the default value, it will know that the type of repeat is an integer. And here the order is important. I want to associate exclamation mark to an integer.
Can you show the
it will be a problem.
Again?
Yep.
Because was it really so that which line you get the error?
So it says a string cannot be interpreted as an integer.
On what line? I would say that it comes on the repeat line, not the, because on the repeat you can't use string.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, it seems the problem is here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that it's not looking that repeat is one, that it has nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Because you always can assign another type to already existing value, so the problem is not on the line 4.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. The problem is here. We want to do a range on the exclamation mark. And that causes the problem.
But what is the big problem with Python? Why I hate Python? Is that you get a runtime error, you didn't get a compile time error. And it means that you could have a big program. It runs for a week, but once you get to this function, you get an error. And that's a real problem making problem.